Arm Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on our grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind, from French press to espresso, and his favorite roast, depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's sterlingsoap.com.
You know, it wasn't too long ago, and it still happens sometimes in old-time America, where when something great happened, you know, Lindbergh crosses the ocean, a team wins the World Series, a Super Bowl champion comes home, we hold a parade for it in celebration. How about a celebration of the game we love? How about a pigskin parade? Yes, we're going to go back almost 90-some years to talk about the pigskin parade that came in syndication in your local newspapers and the history of football that it told. We're going to reinvigorate the pigskin parade coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal for positive football history. And before we get into today's episode, let's remember, let's hit that like and subscribe button. Right now, you can enjoy all the latest of the Pigpen from Pigskin Dispatch. And also, check us out at PigskinDispatch.com. Hit our subscribe there and make sure you have all your latest articles that are coming out. We have multiple articles and posting each and every day, both from our podcasts, our YouTube channels, and just some written ones that we're bringing back, to put in there some Hall of Famers from the College and Pro Football Hall of Fame spotlights on their birthdays and some other great fun, like what we're going to talk about today. And today, we're going to put football on parade. As a matter of fact, the pigskin parade. Now, back in 1939, a syndicated series came out. This is one that I found on newspapers.com from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. They published 35 episodes of a little comic strip of football history called the Pigskin Parade. It was images and informational posts that had 3 to 5 frame cells during the 1939 season to educate the readers about football history. And what a great thing that is. You know, that's what we're doing here. So we want to salute this and, you know, reinvigorate this great series because it had a really talented author and illustrator. And we did try to do a little research on her, trying to figure out, because they really never gave a lot of credit to who, you know, illustrated and who wrote these things out. So talking with our friend Timothy Brown of footballarchaeology.com, he says that he found a pigskin parade that was in the 1960s that was honoring, you know, the callback of the 1939s. The series author was a guy by the name of Jerry Bronfield, and an unknown talented illustrator. Now, that same series came out in a 1969 series called 100 Years of Football, which was also released in a book form and was followed up by some newspaper posts. And Tim posted about that on Football Archaeology probably 4 or 5 years ago. We have a link in the article on Pigskin Dispatch so you can follow that. Also, you can get a closer look at these cells that we're going to talk about from the Pigskin Parade number 1 that tells about the early beginnings of American football, and which we'll be talking about tonight. You know, these hand-drawn sketches were published in multiple frames each day, introduced readers about significant gridiron people and events and teams. And over the coming days and weeks, we're going to try to reinvigorate this and bring football history to you through the light of these lenses of these great images of this illustrator and Mr. Braunfield that wrote some brilliant work and told some football history. And we're going to try to add to it a little bit. You know, maybe we'll disagree with them a little bit too. We've learned a lot about football history in the last 80 some years. Maybe Mr. Braunfield didn't have all the information. Maybe he did. Maybe he was spot on, and we'll share that with you. But what a great, fun way to educate, just like people did many moons ago, just from their local fish wrap. Now, football originated in Europe as rugby and association game. You know, we've talked to Dr. Tony Collins about this. We talked to Dr. Spencer just a few weeks ago, as they told us quite a bit about the rugby game and association soccer game and all the disciplines of football around the world. And it really started to become popular in the United States in 1862 when Garrett Smith Hiller organized a group of Yale students to play a game using the rules that were reasonably similar to those of soccer. Still, the game was often more than of an excuse to beat up on the first year students and hazing event, if anything else. You know, the freshmen would go out there and the seniors and upperclassmen would just come out and just abuse these poor saps that were coming into school. And that was part of the rite of passage into school at that time. Now, the football game became popular in the Eastern colleges on November 6, 1869. An intercollegiate game was played between Princeton and Rutgers. And this game day was very similar to rugby, but as it had 20 players on a field on each team during the action. And, it was kind of a really unique instance in there. Sometimes we go and, it's called the first football game. It's celebrated. We just recently had November 6th. We had it in our most recent football history headlines for November 6th. But we also, recognize that it was probably more of a game of soccer, as Timothy Brown has come on and told us about that quite a bit, about that fine instance coming up. But we have had some really great entertaining pieces, about this exciting game. And this is really a different way to look at it here on the Pigskin Parade. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, maybe if you get a chance, pull up pigskindispatch.com, type in the search bar under Pigskin Parade and look up episode one here. If you're on the YouTube channel, we're showing it up on screen right now. But this great first cell image, it has a caption that says, "American collegiate football was born November 6, 1869, when Princeton accepted Rutgers' challenge. Teams had 25 men to a side. English association rules were used, differing from rugby by forbidding running with or passing the ball. Spectators sat on fences. Only a semblance of uniforms were worn, red turbans worn by Rutgers, which won the spirited kicking game 6-4. In a second contest a week later, Princeton won 8-0. So here we have some football history. So, we are airing this podcast on November 14th. So almost a week ago and many moons, many years earlier, November 6th was that first game. And of course, yesterday, November 13th, we celebrated the second game where the first football uniforms were worn. There's the red turbans that they were talking about here in this first cell. Just a great piece of artwork here by the illustrator and, just a great scene there. Now, scene two of our Pigskin Parade first episode has a caption, some great imagery again, but it says, "In 1872, Princeton drew up football's first written code. The field was to be 500 by 300 feet, goalposts were 25 feet apart, and teams were limited to 25 players. Tripping and shoving were barred. Holding was also banned, except when players had the ball in his possession." Now, doesn't that tell a tale right there? So this is 1872, 150 some odd years ago to our modern game, and they're still playing, rugby-ish soccer game. We really don't have our modern football inklings into that yet. As we takes us to the third cell in this, it says that Harvard and Yale drew up their own rules, but in 1873, all agreed upon strictly kicking game. Thus, it was more of a game of soccer in 1873. And you know, we're going to take it into the next episode where we're going to talk a little bit more about rugby. And, you know, just like Dr. Tony Collins and Dr. Spencer had told us earlier, you know, Dr. Spencer Casimir, I'm sorry, had told us, you know, a few weeks ago that the rugby game came from soccer association. Rugby came from the rugby school and, you know, had some different rules, some different balls were used, and a lot of fun. But football came from both of these, as you can see here in early football in the 19th century, you know, shortly after the Civil War of America. You think about that for a second. That puts everything into perspective how old these games truly are. And sort of the evolution of our game of football that we love so much. So hope you enjoyed this little bit of football history. We're going to be coming back with multiple parts. So we're going to cover all 35 of these here before we're done. But you know, we're sharing this great artwork and some great history in the newspaper that shares the history of a game we love, of American football history. So stay tuned for some more of these pigskin parades as we come out with episode 2 coming up real soon. And like we said, hit the like and subscribe. Go on pigskindispatch.com and subscribe there, and you'll know right when we're going to post that second one. And we'll give you some also some postings and some heads up here on this Pigskin Dispatch podcast. So until the next time, everybody, have a great grin on your day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.